There's a conference going on in Dallas all week with 1,200 of the world's leading vertebrate paleontologists. For KERA, I set out to answer one question. What the heck is vertebrate paleontology? Everything I knew about paleontology conferences, I learned from TV and friends. There was that time Ross and his girlfriend were prepping for a conference in Barbados.
We can, in a very real way, bring the Mesozoic era into the 21st century.
It's great. You're going to be the hit of the conference.
Here in Dallas, in the real world, the lingo isn't so simple.
A new, large, non-pterodactyloid pterosaur from a late Triassic interdunal desert environment within the Aeolian Nugget Sandstone of northeastern Utah.
That's one of the conference goers, Sydney Moore from Canada, reading part of a session title. She's here to meet other folks in the field, folks like Lewis Jacobs, a vertebrate paleontologist at SMU, and Anthony Fiorillo of Dallas's Perot Museum. I catch up with them on a walk across the hotel lobby.
Hello, Phil. How are you?
Fine.
Good to see you.
How are you? Good to see you.
They keep getting stopped by excited fans. It's kind of like traveling with a rock star, except these guys, they're different. Like when Fiorillo bends toward the floor.
Lewis, I need your
okay.
Shoulder.
Lean on me.
There's a stegosaurus, there's a sauropod, there's a meat-eating dinosaur that looks like a triceratops.
He's pointing to his leg.
I didn't do a frequency count on these things to figure out which is the most dominant dinosaur on my sock, but I can take off my shoe later and do that.
Yep. He's talking about his socks, special ones he wore, in honor of a presentation he'll be giving later about advances in mid-Cretaceous paleoecology. Fiorillo and Jacobs are both experts in their field, really respected ones. They've spent decades researching vertebrate paleontology. Hold on a second. My burning question? What is vertebrate paleontology?
You're one of them. Animals with backbones.
Well, yes, that's a vertebrate, but she's not a fossil.
Good point. We are. She's not.
Jacobs explains a little more.
We specialize in animals with backbones and how they're preserved in the rocks and what they mean and what they tell us about how the Earth got to be the way it is.
For example, Jacob says we wouldn't know much about past climates if it weren't for rock records and fossils. This kind of knowledge helps scientists predict what might happen in the future. So their line of work? Crucial. Fiorillo just finished 18 years of fieldwork in Alaska.
I'd heard rumor that there were some scrappy fossil mammal remains that had been found out there. So I asked Lewis to come with me. We went to the city of Unalaska.
On that island, southwest of the mainland, they were presented with a big block of unidentified fossil remains. And in that block, something new, something they'd never seen before.
Desmostylian, which is a strange kind of marine mammal, and that's what we named. But
think of desmostylians as a kind of hippo that lived 33 million years ago. They had huge snouts and tusks, swam like polar bears with their front legs paddling. This discovery made these two, for the moment at least, the rock stars of vertebrate paleontology. The conference ends on Saturday, but the pursuit of discovery? That'll keep going until probably we're all fossils. Kat Chow, KERA News.